This is Contemporary Western Women. I'm Elaine Thatcher. Amy Velasquez is a middle school teacher in Evanston, Wyoming. Her family was one of the first Hispanic families in Evanston, coming there in the 1950s. It is important to her to preserve and share her Mexican heritage, so she created a Cinco de Mayo celebration for the school, which grew to be a town celebration.
Well, each year it kind of started off as just a class. I teach Spanish, so my students were doing a festival at the school, and it just kind of got really big. And so I proposed it to the city, and they thought it was a great idea, and they gave us some seed money to get started, and we organized. My dancers perform. I teach a group of 8th grade Hispanic dance students, and they learn 10 dances from Mexico and one dance from Spain, and they perform at the elementary schools on the Friday before the festival to get all the children excited to go to the fiesta. And then on Saturday, the kids are in charge of basically putting the whole festival together. My committee, I have a committee of 12 adults that we are in charge of, you know, getting all the entertainment and the advertisement and the money. And the students physically put it together. They set up all the booths, they organize the chairs, they blow up the balloons, they make the decorations, everything. They clean it up. So yeah, it's a good opportunity for them to get to be a part of their community as well and have a more first-hand experience with the Hispanic culture. My Cinco de Mayo committee puts together a tortilla making booth, so you can come and make a tortilla for free all day long. We do paper flower making, flores de papel. We do ojos de Dios. Well, in my class, we do all of the cultural projects. We make papel picado, you know, for Dia de los Muertos. Mm-hmm. We set up an ofrenda, an offering in my classroom for Dia de los Muertos, and all the children bring in a picture or something of a family member who's passed away, and we all just kind of remember them for the week. And it's very moving for them. I'm surprised at how deep it goes for those kids.
Are these all things you learned as a kid in your family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And I just love the culture. It's my culture, so I love to share it with the students. My mom came to Evanston as a child, not speaking English, even though she was born in Colorado. But she spoke only Spanish in the home, so she learned to speak English in Evanston. I do it, I think, to keep the memory of my grandparents, because they were such an important part of my life that I want to share that with my own children and like my other children at school.
Contemporary Western Women is a project of Utah State University's Center for Women and Gender and Utah Public Radio. We focus on women in the Rocky Mountain region and their stories of strength, hope, and humor in all aspects of life. If you have a story to share or know someone who does, please visit the Contemporary Western Women link at upr.org or call 1-800-826-1495. I'm Elaine Thatcher.